Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Women Camp. Thank you for joining the conversation with the Women Camp community today. Women Camp is a women's empowerment community where we are motivating women to fulfill their purpose. This broadcast is designed to inspire, motivate, and encourage women of all ages, shapes, colors, and sizes. We are all women here to be courageous, anointed, mighty, and powerful. Stay tuned and join the conversation with your host, Servola, and the Women Camp team.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for being with us today on Women Camp. And we are so excited to be back with you to continue into our new season. You know, this season we're talking about let's get ready to launch, ready, set, go. And I don't know about you, as we start to approach 2018, I'm thinking of all the things that I want to accomplish, all the things that I need to prepare myself for as we launch forward into the new year. And so I'm so excited for us to be able to come on the line today and just discuss a few things with you as we start that transition into the new year and just recognizing where we need to be and where we want to go with all the things that we have set for our lives. It's so important that as we are transitioning and moving forward in our lives that we remember why we're here, why we're doing what we're doing, and why we're pushing out to be able to be the people that God has called us to be. And so when I think about get ready to launch, one of the things and I think of get ready, set, and go, one of the things that keep ringing in my ear is a lot of times as we are moving forward and we are making sure that we move on the path that we are on, we tend to get distracted by a number of things. And so in this season, we'll, you know, embrace the life-changing experience of launching you forward into your extraordinary future and setting you on the path that will take you past the distractions that have drained your energy. And we want to connect you with the source that fuels your passion to see your vision fulfilled and guiding you to the dot or the point of your destination. It's very important that we realize our purpose and we recognize the vision, and then we walk the path to get to that vision to that vision fulfillment so that we will know and understand the fulfillment of our destiny. So I'm Women Camp today and recognizing that we're getting ready to launch. Let's get ready to launch. Let's get ready to embrace all that has been set before us to fulfill as we get ready for 2018. You know, I know that there's a song that says, ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. But I'm thinking, ready or not, here we come, we're going to launch. And so as we talk about launching, we looked at the ready, set, go. So ready stands for, in this case, research, educating, assessing, and developing yourself. That's ready. And so we're going to dive into this a little bit today so that we can make sure that we're ready. So today we're going to talk a lot about research and just answer some of the questions that we deal with in research and recognizing that we have to be willing and to look at ourselves and to look at our situations and, you know, and to analyze what is research within itself. And so I'm so excited to have the ladies on with me today. As you know, we have Samantha calling in from on the line with us today all the way from Colorado Springs, Colorado. We have Doc on the line with us from Melbourne, Florida. We have Trisha on the line with us from Melbourne, Florida. So all of you guys, I'm so excited to have you all and to relaunch and go forward as we embrace the new year into our new season here on Women Camp. Why don't you guys just share a little bit about yourselves to the ladies as we launch forward into our subject today. I'm going to start with you, Doc, and then Samantha, and then Trisha. You come on in right behind, and then we'll jump right into the subject matter for today.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Savola. It's so good to be back with the Women Camp, and I'm looking forward to what God has in store for us as women. I'm Dr. Charlene Hatcher, principal of private elementary school, and also a wife of bishop and in ministry and church. And we're just excited about I'm excited. He's excited as well, too. But we're just excited about being a part of the Women Camp and what God has been doing through the Women Camp. And it's just been such an awesome ministry to be a part of. And I'm excited about being able to share in the discussion and being able to be open and real and just being frank with people because, you know, I deal with, you know, people really on a daily basis and with, you know, dealing with people, we deal with them, you know, in so many, you know, different ways and we hear so many different, you know, stories or life experiences from different people that, you know, it's just mind-boggling. But at the same time, it's good to be able to be in a position to be able to give people, you know, good answers and proper directions to go into to be able to, you know, to meet the need that may be there, that may be present. And I'm just happy, you know, in being that person to be able to be in a position to be able to listen and not just listen, but be able to give some good direction and good guidance unto people. And I really, truly thank God for that.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be back with Women Camp. This has been a refreshing time, but also just the anticipation of returning to Women Camp. So good morning. God bless you. I'm just happy to be here. My name is Prophetess Samantha Tony. I am a teacher, a wife, a mother, a student. My husband and I pastor Healing Waters Christian Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm a student. I'm just living life and loving life and excited about what God is about to do. It's so amazing that this segment is called Ready, and I'm so excited about what God is about to do as we as women prepare to launch into 2018, and we're going to do it ready and willing to be everything that God called us to be. We're going to be prepared walking into this new season, and I'm just ready to go. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. This is Trisha Hatcher, all the way from Melbourne, Florida. I'm excited to be here this morning, grateful once again for another opportunity just to be amongst such great women that are on this broadcast, as well as you all out there on Radio Land. Let's see a little bit about myself. I'm 30 years old. I love telling people that because I love getting older. That is to me, a great nugget to be able to go and age, because then you have the wisdom that also gets to encompass it. And I work for the government. I am a contract specialist where we actually buy different parts and particles for the space shuttle program. And my husband and I are very active in our ministry at the Flock. And we enjoy being youth leaders. And I just enjoy my position as a mother, as a wife, as a sister, as a friend, and I just look forward to everything that God has for us and just truly building ourselves up as women of God and just being able to encourage one another in the Lord.
You know, and I'm so excited to have each and every one of you all with us today because, you know, all of you all are leaders in your own right, and you continue to grow in who you are as a person. And all of that adds value to the ladies who listen to us here on Women Camp, recognizing that we're women, we are women. We have lives outside of, you know, what we do here with this ministry of Women Camp, and recognizing that, you know, a lot of the information that we share are from our own experiences and the things that we have dealt with. So let's jump into the subject matter for today. So I don't know about you, but like I said, let's get ready to launch. So we're starting with Ready. We have Ready, Set, Go. So this month in October, we're going to be dealing with Ready, and Ready is research. It is educating. It is assessing. It is developing yourself. So research, what is research? You know, When we look at the word research, it is the dictionary definition of research is the systematic investigation into the study of material and sources in order to establish facts and to reach new conclusions. And so why is research so important in our lives as women? And Women Camp is geared towards dealing with women issues with women, so we want to stay in line with that. You know, in our lives, and I've heard many of men listen to our broadcast who said, well, some of your principles I can use for myself. And so we don't discriminate against others. We just, you know, but we share amongst ourselves. And so why is research so important? And as we are researching our lives, we're researching our purpose and researching, you know, the vision that we believe that God has given us for our lives, it helps us to develop an awareness of who we are. And so I want to talk about having that awareness of who you are for just a moment and why that is so important for us as women and recognizing our place. Because when I look at my life, I look at that, you know, in the journey of life itself, you go through transitions. You know, when I was growing up, that was one phase of my life. When I graduated from high school, went to college, that was another phase of my life. When I became a mom while I was in college, that was another phase of my life. When I got married, that was another phase of my life. And so through every phase of our lives, there's certain dynamics that are occurring that helps us to become more aware of who we are as a person. And when we take time to research or to investigate or to study ourselves and to study how we responded, then I think it opens us up to more getting a greater awareness of how we're going to respond to things in our future. And so, ladies, when you think of areas in your life where you've experienced challenges, and how you've reflected back on something, you've researched or you went back in your thoughts and you've analyzed, okay, I may not have experienced this exact thing before, but I experienced something similar, meaning the same type of pressure, the same type of stress. I've experienced that before, and how did I respond to it then? What was the output of it then? What was my reaction at that point? Share with us, I'm going to start with you, Trisha. Share with us the awareness that you received through that and why that was so important for you.
Okay, so I would state probably one of the major things that I had to research was my attitude and my response to when people put me in a very stressful situation, or maybe they added a story or something that, you know, wasn't entirely true. And so what I had to learn about myself is, of course, you know, we understand it's the, you know, think before you act. And I found myself, I believe that I thought before I acted, but I realized when I was under pressure, I was not always able to fully, you know, think about, you know, how my actions or how, you know, me just spitting out how it would impact a situation, how it would affect the people around me. And I remember this particular time when me and a young lady at work had got into it, and, you know, I had been very patient with her because she kept getting on my nerves, and then one day I just blew up on her. And what I didn't realize is that, you know, a lot of times, a lot of stressors, you know, outside stressors had actually become to pile up on me. And so by the end, you know, it was like it was the straw that broke the camel's back. I couldn't handle it anymore. And so I just went off on her. And it wasn't where it was like, you know, loud or anything, but it's the way that I go off. So when I go off on people, depending on the setting that we're in, I am very direct and I'm very cold-hearted. And it comes like it sounds like a knife, like cutting you, because my point was to pierce her without actually drawing a scene. And it was then at that point that I had to recognize that regardless of, you know, what's going on around me, what, you know, what's happening, because I was tired that day, and usually I'm calm, but at that certain point I hadn't had any sleep because we had taken my son to the emergency room that night. And so I just kind of, you know, lost it. And I recognized that a lot of the times if we follow the biblical principles of what we research when the Bible tells us that if you have an ought against your brother and sister, to go to them and them alone. And I recognized at that point that had I been talking to her about some of the small issues that we had been facing together as a team, when it got to that point, I wouldn't have blown up on her because I had held all my frustration in for so long that by that day I was so exhausted emotionally that I didn't feel like handling it anymore. And so now for me, instead of waiting to handle or to discuss maybe some issues that I'm having with someone, I've been doing research. I read this phenomenal book. My sister gave us this for Christmas, and as much as we laughed about the book, I didn't realize how impactful the book was until I read it. And it's called Crucial Conversations, and it has helped me to be able to deal with an issue that I'm having at that moment, remembering the objective that what's the purpose of this conversation, and ultimately trying to remind myself of why I don't need to try to hold it in, why I need to express to that individual that I'm having a problem with that, hey, these are some things that we're having some issues with that we need to actually deal with so that they don't become big, small issues at the end. And so for me as a person, it has helped me to truly develop like when I need to have very important conversations and how to properly and tactfully handle those situations so that it doesn't become a bigger situation than what it truly is.
Wow. That was so rich, because I think that sometimes when we're facing challenges in our lives and we're not aware, you know, when we have those uh-oh moments, and, you know, I call it uh-oh because we speak before we think, or we're thinking and our thinking is thinking, and so we just say and we just respond to that.
Yes.
And then we have that uh-oh moment because we're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have said it in that way, or how did that make me look? You know, did that make me look like I'm not the compassionate person or the loving person that I am? And so we have those uh-oh moments, but in those moments, that's when we can take that step back and analyze and say, okay, I may have had this momentary lapse of judgment, but it's definitely not a permanent. I don't have to allow it to remain permanent. I can make a shift and I can make a change and move in a better direction after this. And I think that's so important that you shared, hey, I had an uh-oh moment. And after that uh-oh moment,
yes,
I realized, hey, if I would have done what I had researched, then I would have actually responded in a better way. And now I know what to do when I'm facing this. I can't let these things build up. I've got to, you know, flush through them as they're occurring so that they don't pile up. And when I'm emotionally stressed, I don't vent or go off on somebody, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think that's so important because, you know, one of the things that the scriptures that I was looking at as I was preparing for this was Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse, and it says, "The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going." And I interpret that to mean that, you know, the simple person, they're just like, it's whatever. You know, whatever I say is a good thing. Whatever I do is a good thing. But the prudent man, he's looking and he's analyzing. He's looking at everything that he's doing, whatever he's putting his hand to, whatever he's putting his words to. He's looking at all of that and making sure that it's well, making sure that it fully represents who he is. And so from that point, I want to jump to you, Samantha, and just talk a little bit about, you know, how research, what it does, the importance of it, because as Trisha, she tapped into it and she kind of pushed us right on into it of recognizing the importance of researching ourselves, our emotions, our actions, and our path and our purpose. And why is that so important that we do that? If you would share that with us.
Amen. It's very important that we research, that we know ourselves, just beginning with ourselves, before we can jump into anything else. Because when we understand who we are, when we've come to the realization of how we handle situations, how we interact with people, then we're better able and we're more prepared to enter into those situations, ready to fully launch into whatever it is that God has called us to do. One of the things that I realized about myself, as I began to grow older, I began to realize how important my background was in who I was and how I handled situations. My background shaped the way I viewed things. It shaped the way I responded to things. It shaped the way I cared about people. And for a time, it shaped the way I disregarded people. And that was one of the things I really had to research, because I was okay with cutting people off and moving on about my business, and it really didn't bother me. And I realized that a lot of that had to do with being a child who transitioned from place to place, who moved from place to place. So when it came to people aggravating me, getting on my nerves, whatever the case may be, I was able to pick up and move on, and it didn't really bother me. But being a child of God, I began to understand, and God began to work on me and move on my heart, that I couldn't just disregard people because I was a kingdom person. And when you're a kingdom person, you have to learn how to deal with people that you love and people that you don't love so much, but you still love them because they're part of the body of Christ. And so when you begin to understand the way your background has shaped you, even with being the oldest child and having the responsibility of taking care of all of my younger siblings, I'm a person that cares for everybody and wants to figure out how to help you in your situation, to see you be the most successful person you can be. I don't really I'm not really concerned about myself a whole lot. I'm more concerned about others and seeing them achieve their goals, and that's a part of my makeup and a part of who I am. And when you realize those things about yourself, when you're able to look back and kind of track the patterns of who you are, it becomes important. You begin to see little things, and you begin to realize little nuggets about yourself. I remember in one of my classes, we had to construct a genogram, which was a chart of our family history and recognizing different patterns within our family, different things that connected us, different things that each person had dealt with. And those different things allowed me to see the makeup of who I was. It was a part of who I was. So having that research and that background is so important to beginning to develop who we are in Christ. Because when we come into Christ, it begins to change us. The Bible talks about the renewing of our mind. So we have these things from our past that begin to shape who we are. But then when we enter into the body of Christ and we begin to take on the mind of Christ, it begins to transform who we are. And so it's so important, even in the transformation and as we become people who desire to be transformed in Christ, it's important to recognize the old and then begin to see how God is changing us, how he's making us anew. And even it helps us to see those things that we want to change. I remember there was a time, and I remember clearly, I was sitting in the sanctuary and I was praying, and Bishop walked in and he began to quote a scripture, and it was Hebrews 10:36. And it said, the scripture said, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you will see the promises manifest." And I held on to that scripture because I truly understood that I did have need of patience, because part of researching and knowing who you are is that I'm a get it done kind of person. You know, if there's a problem, if there's an objective that needs to be accomplished, I want to get it done. And sometimes I see things and I see the road clearly and I forget about the people. And so I've got to, part of what I've had to do and part of what God has constructed me or transformed me into being able to do is to see the people that are assigned to help along the way and to allow them to begin to do the things that they need to do to help. And so the research in who we are is so vital to being able to accomplish those goals that we want to accomplish.
You know, I love how you were sharing with us in connection with the vitality of researching who you are as a person in connection with how you respond and how you react in certain situations and certain circumstances. You know, Timothy tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when I think of that scripture, I think of also a quote that was shared by Helena Deutsch, and she said that after all, the ultimate goal of all research is not objectivity, but truth. And so when we're studying to show ourselves approved, the whole point is so that we can get the true essence of who we are. And Tricia kind of touched on this a little bit when she was saying, hey, I realized that there was an aspect of who I am, my nature, that conflicts with who I know I'm supposed to be. And it's through that research of yourself, of your emotions, your actions, your reactions, your path, your purpose, that you can actually make those determinations, because research opens your eyes to be able to see and recognize what's before you. you know, my husband tells me all the time, he says, babe, you know, I love you because I'm still learning you. And, you know, and I'm like, well, we've been married for 17 years and we've been together for 18 years and you're still learning me. You're still learning this transition of this person that you've come to love and you've grown close to, and we're best friends now. And so in that, he's like, but I'm still learning you. You're still growing, and there's still things about you that are being uncovered. And so it's so important that we don't take for granted the need to learn ourselves, you know, to thy own self be true, was a quote and saying was, if you, in order for you to be true to yourself, you got to know who you are. You got to recognize who you are, and the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, whatever it is, you got to know it. And so when you know who you are and you've done this research and recognizing who you are and you get to a truth of who you are, then you can start looking at what the outcome or how is this, you know, this whole research thing, what is the whole outcome of that? What are you supposed to gain from, you know, looking at your actions? What are you supposed to gain from observing your emotions? You know, Doc, what are you supposed to gain from looking at your path or researching your path or researching your purpose? What is the whole, you know, expected, you know, output of that? What are we supposed to learn or know by researching ourselves? And so, Doc, if you could just share a little bit with us, you know, of what we can expect as we're going through this process of becoming ready and starting with researching ourselves and our tendencies and our emotions and our path and our purpose.
I was listening to everyone, and the thought that came to me, or actually the one word that came to me, is prepared. You know, being prepared, being equipped, and having all the proper tools and having all the items and everything that you need, you know, having the access to the different levels and different positions that you need to be shifted into. In other words, just being ready. And you can't be ready without being prepared. And that research really just hit it right on the nose, because it takes us knowing who we are. You know, the Bible talks about how, you know, we ask God to search us. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. You know, try me and know my thoughts. In other words, you know, God already knows. But he wants us to know us. And it's in how the Creator created us, and he formed us, and he developed us to be who he has desired for us to be. But it takes us, you know, searching us, ourselves on the inside, to really understand and know what our true purpose is in life. And we can only know that by studying ourselves, by getting to know ourselves, and by, you know, through the research that looking deep down on the inside of us and knowing who we are, being able to know, you know, what points, you know, trigger different, you know, responses from us. And I think it's so interesting because everybody's, you know, each of you all stayed away from the mate, the husband, the spouse, you know, it's so interesting because I believe those are the ones that really really, you know, when we put our thumb down on it, we can thumb down on this thought to know that, you know, God has truly given us our mate, and knowing our mate has caused us to know us. It's interesting how that, you know, our mates are totally the opposite of who we are, and because they are that, you know, that person, that individual, that blessed, you know, just so, you know, favorable individual that God has you know, brought into our lives. Hallelujah. And with that, we get to understand that, you know, by knowing that person causes us to know us, causes us to see us, causes us to really see our real selves that live on the inside. They will, you know, cause us to be strengthened. They will cause us to grow. They will cause us to be developed. They will cause us to, you know, to be conformed to, you know, the image that God has, you know, purpose for us to be. And it's interesting because the Bible talks about the helpmate. And you can see how we're helpers one to another, but at the same time, in us helping one another, we're learning, we're growing, we're being, you know, developed and formed into the true image that God has created us to be. So all of this process comes through us researching ourselves. It comes through us knowing ourselves. Nobody knows you like you know you. That inner you, nobody knows that person but you. And it's interesting in this because we can't deny who we are. You know, a lot of times, you know, I was thinking about what Tricia was saying, and she was saying that, you know, she had been dealing with so many different things that led up to the point to where she went off on the individual. Well, you know, that individual probably had been longing for to see that side of you, Tricia, and you didn't know that. And that's probably why they kept nagging at you at that point, you know, to the point to where they got to see another side of you. And it probably caused that individual to start viewing you in a different light, to see that, oh, she's a real person. You know, she's not just this, you know, this person that has everything together, because she probably always saw you as the person that had it together, that and I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not knowing whether it's true, but this hypocrisy, you know, and this process of, you know, you not being, you know, she really wanted to know who you really were. And in that same process, I believe I know for a fact that there's a lot of things that I have learned through my mate and through my spouse and my husband in the process of knowing that, you know, there are certain things that he say, there are certain words that trigger certain things that cause a certain response from me. And through life of actually being married for over 41 years, when you start thinking about, okay, these things are not going to work anymore because I have seen what they brought from the inside of me, and that's not me. That's truly not me. So what I've started doing in the process is I started, you know, telling myself, okay, I'm not going to respond in that manner anymore. I'm not going to, react in that manner anymore. And it caused things to be even a lot, you know, a lot more smoother, a lot more easier for us to be able to get along, a lot more easier for us to conversate, a lot more easier for us to make decisions on things. And it's interesting because in time past, it took, you know, after I've responded or in a negative manner from what was being said to me, then it took at least a week or 2 weeks or so for us to even go back to view, you know, why we got to that point. And these are things that we are growing and we're being strengthened in. And I think that research is that's you searching that inner you. You being who you know you're supposed to be. You know, being the person that God actually created in you. Now, he knows us. He knows everything, every part about us. He knows every action. He knows what we're going to say, what we're going to do, even before we do. And he wants us to know that part of us. And that's where that research and that studying and understanding and being prepared and having a readiness to be able to respond and react in the proper manner that he would have us to respond and react in.
Wow. So we're looking at this research and the outcome of what it brings. It helps us to be able to adjust ourselves and to regroup ourselves and to analyze where we need to go next in our lives. And when I look at it overall, you know, of this systematic investigation of material or sources in order to establish facts and reach new conclusions. We have about, I would say, about another 12 minutes or so in the broadcast today. And so I would like for us to take a moment to kind of talk with the ladies just from our experiences on this subject matter of research from the perspective of not just in our personal lives, in our professional lives, but when it comes down to our destiny and what we feel that we're here for, and why is this the importance of research when we're looking at the intent of why God placed us here, our purpose, why is research so important? And Samantha, I want to start with you on that, and then we'll go straight to Tricia, and then we'll go to you, Doc, and then I'll close this out in the broadcast today.
Amen, Prophetess. You asked the question, why is research so important? Research, it research in its core, it tests a theory. And so when you think about research, it's true research examines who we are, and it tests us at our very core. But it is that testing that brings forth the truth of who we are. And so when we look at that, when we look at the research, the examining of ourselves, it tests us at our core, but it brings forth who we really are. And why is that so important in our destiny? Why is that so important in discovering who we are? Because if I allow myself to go through the testing, if I allow myself to be researched, if I allow myself to be examined because they're the goal that I want to reach in life, then I'm more equipped to accomplish that goal. The tests and the trials that would come along the way, I've already been tested in that. So it equips me to overcome those struggles that would come along the pathway to my destiny. It allows me to be able to overcome those things that would stand in my way and that would try to block me or cause me to turn around. You know, it's so interesting as I go through this course of obtaining my master's degree. There are so many things that come up and they throw themselves in the way that would cause me to want to turn back. It's so easy, and that's the thing that we have to understand. It's always easy to turn back. But when we've researched ourselves, when we've allowed ourselves to be researched, when we've allowed ourselves to be examined, then we understand, oh, I've seen this before. I've been through this. I know to continue to proceed forward because this is only a test. This little thing, this minor thing, I've been able to get through this before. I know that I'm strong enough. I know that I'm equipped to continue on this course because even this thing, this goal that I have, is a part of my destiny. And oftentimes we have a tendency to want to abandon the research because we can't see the fullness of the destiny. But we have to understand that each part of what we are going through, each part of what we are those little seeds, those little nuggets that have been implanted into our hearts of things that we want to accomplish, that's a part of our destiny. And when we allow ourselves to go through the process of being examined, the process of being tested and tried, it better equips us to be prepared to reach our end result and our end goal.
I like what you said, how if we research ourselves, it better prepares us for the end goal. Because when I think about all of the different challenges that I face and some of the struggles, some of my greatest struggles have been where I feel God is leading me to my purpose. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges that I've ever had, of course, is in my marriage. And marriage as a whole, and yet I find myself being in a circle full of always married women that I'm always encouraging or that the Lord, you know, places in my path to, you know, challenge them the ideology of that, of what they have in marriage and what their belief is and what is right and wrong. And so understanding what you have, understanding who you are, understanding, you know, where God is leading you to, as Prophet Samantha said, knowing who you are, what you are, the destiny that you have, it helps you, better equips you to be able to fulfill the purpose. And so when I have my challenges in my marriage, when I have challenges in the areas of, you know, whether it be our youth ministry, I have to remind myself and I recognize that the reason I have those challenges is because I'm being pushed to the next level to accomplish the next task that I need to fulfill the ultimate vision and purpose that is for me. And so instead of giving up, instead of struggling, instead of, you know, deciding I'm not going to do this, I'm going to quit and I'm going to, you know, I just can't take it anymore, I recognize the importance of, you know, there's a purpose behind what I'm doing. There's an objective behind what I'm doing because ultimately it gets me to the goal that God has for me. And so I recognize that, and it causes me then to surround myself by other people who have faced the same challenges, who have overcome those challenges, because then I'm able to, you know, tap into their wisdom, their research. Because a lot of times I think the enemy places us in a position where we think we're the only one that's going through. And so we negate the fact that there are other people that God has placed in our lives that are there to help push us to the next level. But the truth is that we don't want to be pushed because we actually get complacent in the area that we're in. And so I had to start to recognize that as I became complacent, I knew that that was a way to, it was another distraction in my life, because complacency is a distraction. So as I began to become more complacent, I recognized that, oh, my goodness, I'm actually stunting my growth. And because I'm stunting my growth, then I'm also having to accept the fact that I'm also then stunting someone else's growth, because the very thing that is in me is not for me, but it's for my own brother and sister that's in the future, or the one that I'm getting ready to come across tomorrow. And so I have to push myself. And so a lot of times I have learned that for me, when I know that I'm doing it for someone else, it causes me to go harder. And so I have to remind myself that it's not about me, but it's about my future. It's not about me. It's about the person that I'm getting ready to help. And so that's what I keep in my forefront, recognizing that everything that I'm going through has its purpose, has its objective, and has a plan.
Wow. Doc, if you would come chime in and share with us.
Yes.
Research.
Amen.
And
that
with prepared, your, you know.
Being prepared, you know, that readiness, you know, is so important, and it has a great value in life, because it causes you to respond differently. And I was listening, and it's just, you know, so many nuggets in everything that's being said and discussed, you know, and I like that, because it helps us, you know. And what it has done for me, it helped me to understand, you know, the who, the what, and the when, and the where of who I'm supposed to be or who I am, you know, the true me, the true inner self of me. You know, they had this commercial, and it talks about, you know, it shows you as a child, and then it shows you as an adult, and then it brings the two together. And it shows, and in that commercial, it shows that, you know, there is a child still yet on the inside of you. You know, that playfulness, that, you know, person. And a lot of times, because of the different things that we experience in life, the tests and trials that we, you know, face, and the different circumstances that we face in life, it causes us to shift and not allow the realness of us to be there, you know, and it causes us to be in a different state. But that, by us having an understanding of what the research does, that research makes us prepared. It sets us on path for the purpose and the goal that God has given us in life. And I like this saying, because, you know, my husband says, and it's true to a state, and it says it takes the test of life to bring out what's on the inside of you. And that's so true, because a lot of times we don't really reveal our inner self. We don't really reveal what's going on the inside of us until we get tested, until we get tried. And in the process of that, then the realness of who we are, it comes out, and it causes us, you know, if it's something that we don't like about ourselves, then it causes us then to be able to go and say, okay, you know, I'm not going to be that person. I don't want to be that person. That's not who I really am. And it causes us to go back and study and be prepared, and to, you know, to meditate and to pray and to seek the face of God, to get us on the course that God would have us to be on. So I love it, because, you know, with me, it has caused me to, you know, be silent, you know, to be quiet, you know, to think, you know, before I respond or before I react, because you have to have an understanding that everything in life, it happens, and that purpose came, that thing came for a reason. There's a purpose to this madness that you're facing. There's a purpose to this madness that you know, you're in the midst of. But in the end, we know that God has, you know, has given us the victory. God has it set on course for us. But it takes us being able to recognize who we are, knowing what our purpose is, and us being better prepared to face that research. I love it. It helps us to understand the real life.
Wow, wow. Well, ladies, this has been phenomenal. I've thoroughly enjoyed our topic today as we kicked off our third season here on Women Camp. Yes, we're so excited. And we are looking at getting ready to launch. Let's get ready to launch. Ready, set, go into 2018. Today we talked about research. It is the first letter of our acronym for the month of October, which is READY. READY is research, educating, assessing, developing yourself. So I hope you all enjoyed what you've received from the broadcast today. We are out of time, but we are definitely not out of word and sharing principles with you. We love you guys, and we would love for you to chime in on our website at www.women-camp.com and just reach out to us and share with us how this broadcast is impacting you and some of the topics you would like to hear, and just giving us feedback on what you thought about today's broadcast and the principles that were shared with you in researching your life. And one of the things I want to share with you, I was at a conference the other day, and it was a leadership conference, and one of the things that they challenged us to do was to ask the question of someone who's 10 years ahead of you what to expect. And when you're doing the research, it's always good to ask questions. And when you're asking the question, if you know that someone is far ahead of you, ask them what they should be, what you should expect to happen over the next 10 years of your life, what you should expect to experience. And I believe each one of the ladies talked about that today. When you understand the dynamics of what you can expect, you can do what? You can prepare. So we love you guys, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the broadcast with us next Saturday at 9 a.m. Thank you, ladies, so much for kicking off this wonderful broadcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the conversation with us today. We want to hear from you, so go to our website at www.women-camp.com and share your comments with us and gain more information on the Women Camp community and upcoming events. As always, thank you for tuning in today. We wish you well and have a wonderful day.